The issue of mental health has arisen as we are not comfortable with ambiguity, uncertainty. We want to hold relief. It is not because of more stress, more discomfort, more tensionness, but because we feel so much relieved, satisfied, assured, or want to feel secured, satisfied, assured by addition to possessions, relations, ideas, that we do not recognize the fact that brain operates through contrasts only. We think as if discomfort generated by confusion, ambiguity, uncertainty has been removed or can be removed from the mind. When we are okay with the feeling of ambiguity, confusion, uncertainty, the discomfort provides a contrast to the new, to manifestation. We have been cultured to believe that we can remain pleased, relieved, satisfied, if not now, then in future, when we get a good degree, good job, promotion, more money, possessions, or by religious, spiritual ideas, activities. This thinking keeps us in waiting mode. We live superficially. Frustration sets in as nothing can give you stable relief. New ideas, new options, new imaginations are continuously hitting the mind, whether you succeed or fail at any point. The flow never stops. Every time contrast is being created between what you want and what happens, or what you think should happen. You have to be comfortable with this contrast, this gap, this discomfort, if you call it so. This contrasting process is life, it never stops. The comfortableness with the contrast puts you on the fluid ground, the ground of all possibilities. Brain cannot see, visualize, think, experience anything which is not a contrast, including any feeling. Brain cannot work without contrast, desire, uncertainty, any problem, any disliked situation provide contrast to manifestation, to what you want. This is the endless process. Just notice your pattern. You are working as compulsion and seek relief by entertainments, holidays, intoxications, religious, spiritual ideas, activities. You want to feel relieved, satisfied about result, about tomorrow, now. You resort to solacing ideas when you face irritating, discomforting situations. When any difficult problem is solved or you acquire something, you think as if relief, pleasure you experience will be stabilized. You think as if someone else, guru and so on, has solved the enigma of life as a comfortable end or is living as psychologically comforted. You think as if you can find flawless choices and be relieved. Just being aware of the pattern causes a short circuit in the pattern. You are face to face with the fundamental resistance of being human. You are on the original ground. Hormonal activity in the body is balanced not when you feel relief by solutions, by acquiring something or by accomplishment, but when you are amazed to see the outcome as if it is the result of your experiment. Your every action is experiment. Otherwise, you are busy in fitting the outcome to some comforting explanation, including religious, spiritual. You miss the thrill of which each moment is made. Decay sets in. You miss the touch of the original.